This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Bameh Behema Yaitza, Uvamo Eino Yaitza. What may an animal wear outside on Shabbos, and what may it not wear outside? Yaitza Hagomo Ba'afsar. A camel may go out wearing a rope tied around its neck. Vinaka Bechatam. A dromedary may go out wearing a nose ring. Dromedaries are stronger than camels and need extra protection. Veluvdekis biprumbio, a Libyan donkey, which are particularly wild and strong, may go out wearing a bit in its mouth. Visus bishir, a horse may go out wearing a collar. Vechol bali hashir, yitzim bashir, venimshachim bashir. All animals that generally wear collars may go out wearing their collars, even with the leash wrapped around its neck. Umazin alehen, if the collar becomes tameh, it can have paraduma water sprinkled on it in its place without having to remove it, the collar from the animal. Vitoivlin bimekoimon, or it can be immersed in a mikvah by lowering the animal's neck with the collar on it into the mikvah. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, Chamor Yaitzei B'mardas. A donkey may go out wearing the cushion that is generally left on its back to keep it warm. Bizman Shehi Kishur Eloi. Provided that the cushion is tied in place from before Shabbos. It may not be tied in place on Shabbos, since one would need to lean on the donkey to do so, which is forbidden. Zecharim yaitzin levuvin, rams may go out with their genitals covered to prevent them from mating. Rechelais yaitzais shechuzais, ewes may go out with their tails tied up to encourage them to mate. Kivulais, their tails tied down to prevent them from mating. Uchvunais, or their wool covered to keep it clean. Hoizim yaitzais tsruis, goats may go out with their udders tied tightly to make the milk dry up, or loosely with a bag to catch the dripping milk. Rebyesi oiser bekulan, Rabbi Yasi forbids all these things, chutz min harchelin hakevunais, except for covering the wool to keep it clean. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, izim yaitziais tsruais liyabesh. Rabbi Yehuda permits tying the goat udders tightly to dry them out, avalo lecholov, but not loosely to catch the milk, since it might fall off and he will come to carry it. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Ubamo Eino Yotza. What may an animal not wear outside? Lo Yetze Gomo B'mututeles. A camel may not go out with a cloth tied to its tail as a simen, a sign. Lo Akud, nor with its front and back legs tied together, velo rogol, nor with its leg bent up at the knee and tied to prevent it from running away, v'chein shar kol habehemais. The same is true of other animals, since this is more protection than necessary, lo yikshur gemalim ze bo ze v'yimshech. Camels may not be tied one after another and led in procession, since it looks as if he is leading them to market for sale. Avomachnis chavolim l'toich yodai v'yimshaych. However, one may hold all their leashes together in hand. Ubelvad shelo yichreich. If some of the leashes are made of wool and others of linen, one may not wrap them together around his hand due to the prohibition of shatness. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, Ein Chamor Yoytze B'mardas Bizman She'eino Keshur Eloi. A donkey may not go out with a cushion on its back, which is not tied onto it, since it might fall off and one will come to carry it. Below Bizug, it may not go out with a bell, Afal Pi Shehu Pokuk, even if the bell is plugged up and will not ring, since it looks as if he is bringing the donkey to market. Below Bisulam Shebitzavarai, nor with a ladder tied to its neck to prevent it from turning its head backwards and licking a wound on its back, nor with a leather band around its leg to prevent its leg from banging together as it walks, the ain hatarnegoylin yaitzien bechutin velo beritzuos shebaraglehen. Chickens may not go out with strings tied to them as a sign to identify ownership, nor with their legs tied with a short cord to keep them jumping on things and breaking them. The ain hazechorim yaitzien ba'agolo shetaches o'alya shalehen. Rams may not go out with a wagon tied beneath their tails to keep the tail from dragging on the rocks and getting hurt. The ain harchelim yaitzis chanunais. Oos may not go out with a kind of wood in their nose that make them sneeze to make the worms fall out of their nose when they sneeze. The ain ho'egel yaitze begimain. A calf may not go out with a training yoke. Velo poro b'or hakupod. A cow may not go out with porcupine skin tied to its udder, with spines pointing outwards to prevent rodents from drinking its milk. Velo b'ritzua sheben karneho. Nor with a ribbon between its horns for decoration or protection, since the protection is unnecessary. Parasai shel Reb Eliezer ben Azariah haisa yaitza b'ritzuya sheben karneho. Reb Eliezer ben Azariah's neighbor let her cow go out with a ribbon between its horns, since Reb Eliezer ben Azariah did not protest. It was considered as if he had done it himself, shelo beratzen chachamim, and the chachamim disapproved. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.